Timor-Leste, 75% of the population is under 25 years old. There's a huge portion of the population are young people. And because of this, they really are the ones who need the most assistance to help change the future and make it more positive in Timor-Leste.
Hello, peace-loving viewers, and welcome to Good People, Good Works. In the first in a two-part series, we travel to the world's youngest nation, Timor-Leste, which gained autonomy in 2002, to visit the nonprofit organization Ba Futuro, which means for the future, in Tetum, the country's national language.
The reason that we chose peace as a priority and the reason that we do peace building is because we think it's very important for the lives of people to have ways to resolve conflict without using violence. Everyone has needs, and if they can get those needs met in a way that everyone can feel like they're winning, it can be very positive. They can get along together, they can stop the violence. Ba Futuro does a calendar every year, and in the calendar we have pictures from all of our projects. In the back of the calendar we have a message from the president of Timor-Leste talking about his support for the organization Ba Futuro. He's a very big peace builder, and he won the Peace Bell Prize, José Ramos Horta, in 1996, and he's very supportive for our peace building initiative.
Established in 2004 by Sierra James, a native of Seattle, USA, and others, Ba Futuro is a distinguished non-governmental organization that protects children and young people and promotes peace in Timor-Leste. To date, more than 20,000 children, young adults, teachers, staff of other non-governmental organizations, and community leaders have participated in the group's programs and courses that constructively change lives and values.
Dia kaunianaran Juliana de Oliveira Marçal, kaunianaran Bolulika, haus servisu iha in Jeho Ba Futuro, haunia papel hanesan project coordinator ba protesan lebarik ninian. I tampa sa hau servisu hene, hau interese tebe satu servisu iha Ba Futuro, tamba iha organizasan idane, halo servisu barak, lihusi programa nebe maka dinamiku, organizasan unian, tu bele ajuda sira, insa tu bele kumpriendi kona badame.
So when I first came to Timor-Leste, we didn't have the idea to start an organization. We had the idea to start a project. And that came from the fact that I was working with kids in my community. Every day after my actual work finished, I would go home and we would do art in my backyard and we'd hang out with the children. And we realized very quickly that the children had a lot of violence in their lives. They had a lot of risks going on with children, and there was no places for them to get assistance at that time. That was 2004.
Understanding the instability in their lives, Ms. James contemplated how she could further help the youngsters.
I originally came here for my master's degree to implement some of the things I had learned in my conflict resolution program. And the organization that I was working with was doing conflict prevention but not teaching conflict resolution between people. So I saw a need for the conflict resolution aspect. So I sat down together with a colleague from Australia named Leilani Elliott, and she has a background in human rights, and so she helped to develop the human rights part of the curriculum. Mm-hmm. I worked on the conflict resolution part, and we really just wanted to start a project with the kids. So originally we just started in our backyard, and then we started working in orphanages. And then we realized to sustain the project we needed funds, and in order to get funds we had to start an organization to apply for different contracts so we could actually do more work.
The Transformative Arts and Human Rights Education, or TARE, program is Ba Futuro's core project and was developed by Sierra James and Leilani Elliott. The initiative teaches participants how to protect their own and others' rights and reduce violence.
And the reason that we incorporate a lot of art into the program is because it's a way for kids who cannot talk about what they've been through. They have seen some pretty difficult things during 2006 to 2008. Many of them were pushed out of their homes, living in refugee camps inside the country, so they call them IDP camps, internally displaced person camps. And during that time, the children lost their whole house a lot of times. Sometimes they lost family members as well. There was a lot of problems going on in their lives. So in order to help them to cope with this, sometimes they cannot talk about it openly. They can use arts, they can use dancing, they can use singing as a way to express themselves positively and to become involved in positive psychosocial activities so it can help them to heal from these events. We also provide counseling and other types of one-on-one activities for people who have more severe trauma, and we make referrals to the government and other organizations that work in this area. But when we first started, there was very little going on in Timor to support children. We started out focusing in orphanages.
Bafuturu has created a number of materials for the TARE program. The curriculum for TARE is in a document called the TARE Guide, which is free to download from Bafuturu's website. The guide has been adapted for use in Latin America, Africa, and the USA by various organizations. The Positive Discipline Manual is another resource used in the program that informs adults and youngsters of nonviolent ways to discipline children. Through in-class role-playing and conferences, program participants explore how to promote human rights awareness and conflict resolution and learn about trauma counseling. Moreover, arts, sports, games, journal writing, songs, and drama are employed to teach the program's principles. In 2009, over 1,000 youth participated in training sessions held at Bafuturu's Peace Center in Komoro, Dili, and Tasi Tolu.
So this is a help card, and this help card is important because it's something that people can take with them, especially for young girls and kids who are experiencing violence. And it has the number, the contact number for police. It also has the information so that they know who to call when they have a problem, what kind of relationships are positive, what kind of relationships might be abusive or negative. So this is a card that they can take with them and they can get assistance.
Juliana now describes some other important Bafuturu undertakings.
Projeto ba proteção labarik niyan ami kuli bolu naran strengthening peace in the life of children. Iha li husi projeto jane iha iniciativa ida unsa atu ha para violência hasoru labarik sira li husi hasai consciência hasai compreende ba ema adulto sira nomos mestre sira ema nebe maktamatan ba labarik sira mesmo agora ba futuro mos anesan parceiro dia ko Ministério Social Solidariedade iha Ministério Nerastik iha departamento ida nebe makabolu departamento proteção labarik Barik ninian antau liu si departamento da neba futuro serviço hamutu kosira atu hametin liu kestaun konaba proteção labarik nian.
Zuzer Costa Lopez was once a troubled teenager who abused alcohol, got into fights, and spent time in prison. After attending several peace-building training sessions held by Bafuturu, he gave up violence, realized his previous behavior was wrong, and became a community facilitator for Bafuturu to help lost teenagers and others start a new life.
This is a message for the world. We have to think about our future. The conflict that happened in the past, let it pass, but think about how to plant a new thing for our generation, for our new generation, and also for our son and our daughter. If one day we get married, in order to our daughter and our son can be proud, oh, my dad, do this thing, do the best thing for us. So right now, just something like prepare yourself to do the change and then do the development in our life.
In the past, Javier Madera was also involved in violence and conflict, but has left his old way of life behind and become a community facilitator for Bafuturu, thanks to participation in the organization's programs.
It is my message to the my country and also to the all. What you need to do right now is cooperate each other, work together to prevent the conflict, like the conflict that happened in a community or in a city, wherever. We are together in order to prevent it, so we can find something like a good life in our country.
Mm-hmm. Our appreciation, Sierra James and other Bafuturu staff, for your important contributions to the development of the world's youngest nation. Your wonderful programs are sowing the seeds of harmony and goodwill across the land. May peace always prevail in Timor-Leste and elsewhere across the globe. For more details on Bafuturu, please visit www.bafuturu.org. Respected viewers, thank you for your company today on our program. Please join us again next Sunday on Good People, Good Works, when we'll present more on Bafuturu and its praiseworthy endeavors. Coming up next is The World Around Us, after noteworthy news. May beauty and harmony always fill our world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.